A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Aduluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're looking at the Word of God from 1 Chronicles chapter number 18 and verse number 6. The Bible says, "Then David put garrisons in Syria of Damascus, and the Syrians became David's servant and brought tribute. So the Lord preserved David wherever he went." We're looking at the subject of divine preservation, but I'd like us to look at three basic fact points from this verse of scripture. Number one is the victory of David. God gave him victory. He was a man of war. The Bible records that David fought about 67 battles and he did not lose any one of them. What a wonderful record, 67-0. David was always winning. God gave him victory. Every covenant child, every covenant carrier is born for victory. As a child of covenant, you are not fighting the battles of life for victory. You are fighting from the realm of victory. Christ Jesus has won the victory for you. He has won the victory for me. And we are only walking in the victory of the cross of Christ Jesus, the victory of the cross. And so leverage on the victory that Christ Jesus has won. And then from that angle or standpoint of victory, go and possess your possession. Do not forget what the Bible says in 1 John chapter number 5 and in verse number 4. God's word says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world," in verse 5, "even our faith." Everyone that is born of God is a victor. You are victorious over the issues of life, over the enemy, over the challenges and the battles of life. You have won the victory. So we notice here that David was victorious over the Syrians. It is only a conquered territory that you can put a garrison in. David conquered Syria. He was victorious over Syria, and he put garrisons in Syria of Damascus. So God gave him a foothold there. God gave him a space there. God gave him a place among the contenders and contentions. God gave David a space. Someone is listening to me at this moment. Among your contenders and contentions, God will give you a place. He will give you a place to stand among the enemies who are contending with you. God will create space for you. He will make a room for you in the name of Jesus Christ. In other words, like David, you will be victorious and you will put your foot down. That place, that land will be given to you to be yours. Contentions over the land will cease and fade, and the Lord will give you what belongs to you. You won't miss your heritage. Your heritage will not be given to another person. Second thing I'd like you to note there, after the victory of David, was that the Syrians became his servants. The Syrians will become your servant. God is going to put men under the soles of your feet. Kings will serve you. This is the word of God concerning you. He will put them under the soles of your feet. They will be servants unto you, and they will bring tribute. Tribute will be brought to you. Royalties will be paid to you. God will make this happen. In your field of endeavor, he will make you a victor. He will make you a champion. And then royalty, tribute will be paid to you, because he will bring men to serve you. He will make things serve you. God is going to establish you as he did for David in our passage of consideration. Believe this as the month of November winds to a close today. This is what God intends to do, to give you victory and then make you a master. Make men serve you and make them pay tribute to you. Make them pay royalties to you, give you a place, an income, something flowing to your life on a monthly basis, on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, even on a yearly basis. But our point is this. The Bible says, "So the Lord preserved David wherever he went." And that is the main point I'd like us to consider this morning. The Lord preserved David. This same God will preserve you wherever you go. Do not forget, David fought those 67 battles and won, not because he was strong, not because he was righteous, not because he was holy, but because the Lord preserved him. And that is why it is important for us to seek the preservation of God, to seek God's blessings, to seek God's approval over our lives and over our destinies. He fought those battles. He did not lose. He did not lose his life because God preserved him. Don't forget, there was a time that David and his men fought against the Philistines. And the Bible says that Ishbi-Benob, which was one of the sons of the giants, was almost about to kill David, but God preserved him. The Bible says, but Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him. He came to the rescue, and it was God that preserved David. And because God preserved him, that was why Abishai came to his rescue. You will need God to preserve you in the battles and the challenges of life. Life is full of battles. Life is full of challenges. And it is not all of them that you will be able to handle by yourself alone. There are times you will need an Abishai to succor you when a giant or one of the sons of the giant, because of his weapons, is almost going to kill you or about to kill you. But God will always raise an Abishai, a timely help. God preserves us with timely help, help from people. He will surround you with people who will give you timely help. God also preserves us with timely resources. Resources will be available for you to handle the issues and resolve the matters of your life. Without resources, a man can hardly be preserved. While acknowledging the fact that it is not everything that requires the use of money or that money can do, there are certain things, basic things, that we need money to resolve. And so when you need money, resources will not be lacking. In our country, Nigeria, we've seen lots of people who have passed on simply because their medication, the prices of their medication skyrocketed and they could not afford to buy it. Imagine someone suffering from asthma who survives on Ventolin. He used to buy this Ventolin for 5,000 naira. And even to even get that 5,000 naira, he will beg almost 10 people to be able to raise 5,000. Now Ventolin has jumped to 50,000 naira, from 5 to 50. And how will he be able to do it? Such occurrences have led to the untimely death of many people because no resources for their preservation. God will cause resources to be available for your life, for your dignity as a man, as a father, as a provider, to be preserved. You will be preserved. Your life will be preserved. Your dignity will be preserved. Your family will be preserved in the name of Jesus. Everything about you will be divinely preserved in the precious name of Jesus. So God, it was God that preserved David, and it is this same God that will preserve you. As the month of November winds to a close today, and as the new month of December starts tomorrow, God, who has kept you all through this year 2023, will keep you through the remaining 31 days of the year. And in this coming year, the Lord God of heaven will preserve you in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers and say, Father, give me victory in every aspect of my life. Make me victorious in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will give me victory in every aspect of my life, that you will make me victorious in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, make room for me among the giants, among great men, among all competitors in business. Make room for me in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that you will make room for me among giants in business, giants in ministry, giants in academics. You will make room for me in the name of Jesus. You will create a space for me in the name of Jesus. Make room for me, O God, among the great in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, make men serve me. Make me a champion. Make me a giant in my business, in my ministry, in my career. Let men serve me. Let resources serve me. Let money serve me. In the name of Jesus, let tribute be paid to me. Let royalty be paid to me. Make me a designer. Lord, give me creative ideas that will generate great resources, great blessings in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, oh God. You will make it happen. You will give me creative ideas that will cause me to receive royalties and tribute in the name of Jesus. Resources will be added to me by the power of your Spirit. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and say, Father, you have preserved me up until now. Do not stop. Continue to preserve me wherever I go. Throughout this coming month and throughout this coming year, always, oh Lord, preserve me. Do not deliver me to the will of my enemies. Preserve me, oh God, throughout this month of December, throughout this coming year, throughout life and destiny. Preserve me. You are the one that preserved David wherever he went. Preserve me, oh God. Preserve me by your power. Preserve me with resources. Preserve me with men. Preserve me with timely help and assistance, with timely information in the name of Jesus. Let there be men to assist me. Help. Let help be available for me. Let help not be scarce in my life. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I pray in the name that is above all names that the Lord will make you victorious. You will be victorious in life and in destiny. I pray in the name that is above all names that the Lord will make you champion, make you a giant among giants. He will cause you to stand out. He will make room for you in the name of Jesus. The Lord will create space for you among the great. You will stand before kings, before the great, and not before ordinary men. The Lord will give you creative ideas that will generate great blessings upon you. Tribute shall be paid to you. Royalty shall be paid to you. God's name shall be honored in your life. Your life and destiny will be preserved. Help for preservation will be available for you. People who will soon call you will be available to you. Help will not be scarce in your life. The Lord himself will preserve your going out and your coming in. This new month and in this coming year, your life, destiny, and family will be preserved. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us at 5:30 p.m. later today for our covenant renewal service. Today is the day that ends the month, so let's renew our covenant of peace, protection, and preservation with the Almighty God. 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman at Duloju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.